Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on BBSRadio.com. This is the worldwide number one worldwide radio internet talk radio network on the planet. Did I get all the words in there? I really hope you'll call in tonight because I was supposed to have Belinda Mendoza on tonight and we were supposed to talk about feng shui for business, but something came up and she can't be with me. So we're going to talk about changes and I'll tell you why in a minute. I have two phone numbers to give you folks. One is a worldwide phone number. The other one is shared by the United States and Canada. The United States and Canada, if you live any place else in the world, you have another number. So let me go ahead and give you that number, and I'll give it to you again later. United States and Canada, you carry the number 1-888-228-4494. If you live worldwide, any place else in the world, 877-489-6350. 489-6350-877 is the first three numbers. We invite you to call in anytime tonight and as often as you would like as we share this next hour. It is uninterrupted, so I'm the voice you hear for the next hour. I do psychic readings. I would love to do some readings for you this evening. Of course, everything is free on the radio, at least with me at the helm tonight. Would love to know that there's somebody out there listening. And maybe we can, at another time, we'll get Belinda to come back on. But tonight we're going to talk about change. I just moved in July into my own oversized cottage, which I just absolutely love. And I'm still getting settled. I spent my first night here July the 19th. So I'm a little bit more than a month, but I'm still hanging pictures. Now, at my age, and I also celebrated a birthday in August, so... And I'm not afraid to tell you that I'm 64 years old. And this is one of those wonderful life changes that you didn't like to see coming, but now that it's here, why not make the best of it? So as we go through changes, we're full of discovery. If we will allow ourselves, it's all about discovery. Whether we want that change or not, that's not even the point. We get to look at another level of ourselves. Now, does that sound too metaphysical for you and too psychological and all that other kind of stuff? Well, we've got to make changes. We don't need to be a victim while we're doing it. So we look at ourselves. If we need to, we cry some tears of excitement or sadness or both. We look at the empowerment, and above all, we look at the responsibility of that change. Because it is a responsibility. We're looking at who we are, taking care of ourselves and children or a partner if the change has been one that includes other people. But whatever it is, it's a new level of evolution for us as we go through these changes. Now, sometimes we move. We make a physical move like I did. Other times, people move away from us. Or maybe both, but it's still change. And what an empowerment we have when we understand self well enough to know that we can and should and must accept both what's happened in the past and where we're going forward. And the exciting thing about it is that every single moment there is a change. Now, it's exciting, and you could be crying tears over it, but it's still exciting. And you could be scratching and clawing, I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it, the whole time you're doing it. You're hanging pictures, you're unpacking boxes, you're cleaning up, you're finding a sense of style, you're doing all the things that you didn't want to do. And maybe you're walking around like a zombie, but you're doing it eventually. Although I have to admit, I have had clients in the past that have told me they've been in a house for as long as 6 years and they still had things in their garage to unpack. That either sounds to me like they don't really want to move forward or they kind of liked having a piece of the past where they didn't have to look at it. As for me, I have one box of videos that I need to find some sort of shelving And, of course, the one room that I wanted to have set up and ready to go is the office. But until I get a 5-bookshelf unit, I can't finish it, of course. So what happens? Everything gets put in there. But it's okay. The rest of the house is up and ready to go. I'm doing readings for you folks out there that are in the Austin, Texas area. We may sit at our dining room table, but we're doing readings. It's all about finding your new rhythm, figuring out what you want to eat, if you want to eat, do you need to eat, especially if you're living by yourself. Of course, if you have a family to take care of during all this move, you don't have to deal with that. But there's a rhythm that goes with change. It can be a very positive rhythm. We talk about loneliness. We talk about being alone, if you happen to be living alone. But you're only as alone or lonely as you will allow yourself to be. And, of course, as you work through all this, if you need psychological help or if you need metaphysical help, certainly reach out for that, because change is not always easy. And sometimes when change is the most necessary is when it's the hardest to go through. But the one thing that I think we forget sometimes is the word victim. And we don't need to be a victim of change or the causal effect of that change. Change, whether we're stepping down in our lives, say in value of a home, or we're stepping up or going sideways, there's a causal change, causal reason that hopefully we will get past a mourning of. And I say mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, because we do mourn our past. We do mourn it. Even if you are so excited about your change, walking away is never easy if that's not what you want to do. So we find a new responsibility to ourselves, and we go forward, because it is taking on a new responsibility for all of the new decisions. Worldwide, call in 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, you share a line, 1-888-228-4494. Now, next week, we will have Allie on again. We're going to talk about dream travel, finding your soulmate, animals and environment. Do I have a caller?
Yes, you do.
All right. Who is this?
This is Ernie from Syracuse, New York.
Hi, Ernie. Talk to me. Do you have some questions or you want to join in on the conversation?
Yeah, well, you know, I was just listening on the computer. I'm at work.
Okay.
and I heard something about tarot cards or something. Is that still important? Yeah. I just wanted to see where, you know, where I'm at, where I'm going. I just got married last year, and my wife just joined me from Peru about 4 weeks ago, so I've been going through changes, you know, which she's been wanting to paint. We painted the living room, the hallway, we're going to paint the kitchen, you know, and it's been a lot of change in my life, you know. So,
but you're still on your honeymoon.
Excuse me?
You're still on your honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah, because she couldn't join me for, you know, we had to do the paperwork, so it took a year for her to join me.
Oh,
so
bless
you. She finally did, going on 4 weeks ago. So.
Well, congratulations. Let me grab the cards and throw a couple of cards and see what we can come up for you. How about that?
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure. What is your... Oh, never mind. I was going to say, what is your wife's name? But you may not want to say that on the radio. And if you don't, that's okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
I can give you her name. It's Alexa.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Alexa.
Oh, how pretty. Okay. Alexis. Okay. Let's look at what we've got going here for the two of you for at least the next... Oh, 3 or 4 months. We'll see what Spirit's going to share with you and where your life's path is going to go.
Okay.
How long did you folks know each other before you got married?
Just a few months.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Just a few months. It was something like it happened over, you know, like almost overnight. But we've, you know, we care about each other greatly now, deeply now.
I think that's wonderful. Here she is. Are you not real happy with what you're working with right now?
Yeah, I mean, I like my job, but I'm looking for another challenge. You know?
Yeah. There's a possibility of the two of you going into business for yourself, because you've got the Three of Pentacles here, and both you as the King of Pentacles and her as the Empress. She's very psychic and very intuitive.
Okay.
She's looking forward to major new beginnings with you.
Right.
There's the Two of Cups, a lot of really nice exchange going on. The Chariot card communication can be kind of weird for you guys occasionally, but not because of the language. I think it's just getting used to everything. Potential of really good money, and there's you an offer of a new job. So you do have a lot of newness going around you.
She's kind of frustrated now because she doesn't speak the language well, and so she wants to work right away, but she doesn't speak the language well, so that's frustrating to her right now that she can't do what she wants to do. You know, she's used to working.
The Chariot card's in reverse, so that usually does talk about communication and communication challenges when it's in reverse like that. But she'll be better. Right now she's feeling like she has to defend herself, and I guess in a way it's not defending herself so much as she's having to try to explain herself, because people don't know her.
Right.
She doesn't understand them, so she's... Yeah,
right.
Do y'all have a little girl?
No, we don't, no.
Hmm.
But we want kids.
Yeah, there's a little girl there, I would say,
really?
Waiting for you. Yeah. The Knight of Pentacles, not letting your money stagnate, making sure that you have all this... you've got a new offer of a new job coming in, so that's more money coming your way. That's within the next 45 days.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
Yeah, so keep those resumes going out or making those phone calls, whatever you're doing, because you've got opportunity coming your way, which is great.
Right, right. Now I'm a lot older than she is, but we still get along great. Is that, you know...
She trusts you.
Yeah, yeah.
She trusts you and she cares about you. That's what's important. That's a good start for any relationship.
Right, right, right. No, yeah, I feel that too, yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. Any other questions, Ray?
Yeah, are the finances going to get better?
Well, we had the opportunity for starting your own business with the Three of Pentacles there, so if you've ever had something that you wanted to do and just put it off, or, you know, just didn't get started in it, the next 4 to 6 months is a good time to try to mess with that a little bit and see if you really, really do want to do that, if that's something you still want to do. As far as finances going forward, when you have this offer of this new job, it's going to bring with it more money opportunity.
Okay. Now, is it going to be, I don't know if you can tell me that, is it going to be where I'm at or in a different place?
Your job is going to come from within your company, your job offer, but you also have another opportunity from another source.
Okay.
Plus, looking into starting your own business. That's something she's wanted to do. She has some talents of her own that she would like to express.
Right.
And she may talk to you about wanting to do her own thing.
Right. Yeah, she has mentioned that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
that might be something to seriously consider.
Right. But I have no business sense I'm not looking to start a business or anything like that. I never have, but she's mentioned things like that, you know, so.
Well, if she has a talent and you can help her by working and doing your thing until her business grows, what business advice you need, you can always get from organizations, like Small Business Administration and places like that.
Right. But like what you were saying about the little girl, so then there's a chance of children, and, you know.
Yeah, the little girl was the fourth card to show up.
Okay.
So that's the potential.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I'm glad you're happy, Ernie. That's great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think that's it.
All right. Thank you for listening tonight. I appreciate your company.
Well, thank you. I appreciate talking to you.
Call every now and then and let me know how you're doing.
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm working nights now, so I'll definitely call you.
Okay. Thank you, Ernie. Tell your wife hello and congratulations.
I will. Thank you very much.
Good night. Okay, folks. Ernie, wish him well, he and his lady, on their new journey together, their new changes. See how life works? We just keep those changes coming. I just have to sing wedding bell goodness for him. You know, the different tarot cards, in the tarot deck, there are a number of cards that represent change. The death card, of course, which usually means major new beginnings. If the death card shows up in reverse, it acts more like transition. But having new beginnings of that multitude, it's things like Ernie. He got married. That's pretty major. And his wife, she left a home country and came here. Lots of new beginnings. Do I have another call?
I'm here.
Hi. Well, who is this?
My name is Lisa. It's a pleasure to be listening to you this evening.
Well, thank you, Lisa, for calling in. How can Spirit and I help you?
Well, I was wondering, I'm working very, very hard to get my finances together. And I wondered if you could comment on that. And I'm hoping to be able to make a residential move. And I was just wondering, relationship-wise, what you see happening for me.
The move is going to take a little bit longer than what you're anticipating.
What was that, my friend?
The residential move,
okay,
is going to take a little longer than you're anticipating. But you'll have a much better stable financial situation to truly follow through with it, where you don't have to worry so much about it. Are you working more than one job?
I'm working two jobs.
Yeah. Is it not like more two and a half? Are you doing something else on the side?
Not that I know about.
Okay. I remember those days when I was working two full-time jobs, believe it or not, depending on the scheduling, and doing readings. I know, it's crazy. But it just felt like you had something else going on there. The finances are going to take another 8 to 9 months before you really feel solid with being able to move forward with that. But it will happen. You know you're on the right track. I also see dollar signs all around you in about 2 months, which tells me that you've probably gotten a raise or a bonus or something. Maybe even sold something that you no longer need that has given you a nice little boost up. So you're going to be okay. It's going to take you a whole probably full another 14 months to actually get where you want to be, where your finances are what you feel like in control and you're making ready for your move. Are you moving out of state? What state are you in now?
I'm in Michigan.
And are you wanting to leave the state?
I wasn't planning on it unless there's something going to happen that I don't know.
Well, I just see a lot of boxes. It's usually the amount of boxes that I see, the bigger the stacks, usually the bigger the move.
Okay.
And unless you've just got a huge place to move.
Okay.
So it wouldn't surprise me. But even at that, if you decided to leave Michigan, even at that, that would be a wonderful new beginning because we've got the death card here. So that's pretty major new beginnings. Now, if you're just wanting to move down the street or across town or something, that's different. You can still have that positive energy moving with you.
Okay.
Which is good. You're just going to have to be, the temperance card came up, so you're just going to have to be a little bit more patient with yourself.
I'm trying.
Oh, bless your heart. Are you working a full-time job and a half-time job?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it seems like the half-time job is where the extra money's coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little, it's promotion, not necessarily promotion time, but more money, hourly money or whatever, coming your way, which is a good thing for you.
Okay.
You'll feel like it's more worth it.
Okay, well, that's nice.
Anything else?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, relationship-wise, if you see anything coming up.
I'm wondering if this move is not tied in, since it was a much bigger move than you're anticipating. that you're planning on. When that happens, a lot of times when that happens and I see that amount of boxes, it can mean another relationship or another family member has joined the clan and we need more room. You do have a relationship popping up. Okay, let me get this straight. It's somebody from your past by the time you meet them, and that's next summer. So between now and then, you've got new blood coming into your life. You kind of drift apart or you lose touch or something, and then you reconnect. So by that time, you'll go, oh, I know that person. We visited for a while and nothing ever really came of it, but now I see him in a new light.
Okay, because there's someone that I care about a little bit right now. We had kind of gone in different directions, and I spoke to him about a week or so ago, and I just wondered, is that the person, or you think it's somebody else?
No, you've got somebody to meet.
Oh,
new blood.
New blood.
Okay. New blood. You meet him, and you wander away from each other, and then you come back together again. Nice guy. Very nice person. He's real into water things, water boating and fishing and that sort of thing.
Okay.
In his younger days, he did a lot of skiing. He doesn't do much skiing now.
Okay. And then just whatever else you want to tell me that you feel that's coming for me.
You need to watch your feet over the next couple of months. I don't know whether you already have problems with the bottom of your feet. It's almost like there's not enough padding around your toes, around the bottoms of your feet, around the joints. So you need to protect the bottoms of your feet. Is there arthritis in your family?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well, ask around and see if anybody's had arthritis, at least one relative over, like a cousin or something, because I can see some bone joints that are swollen, and to me that means arthritis or a form of arthritis. And that may be something that you need to watch genetically, even though it may not be obvious in your parents or your siblings or anything like that. But keep that in mind. Keep joint issues in mind so you can head it off. Because our medicines today are so much better than they were even 10 years ago.
Okay.
So keep that in mind and protect yourself. Other than that, I don't see any issues with your health for at least the next 5 to 6 years that you need to worry about.
Okay.
And even after that, it's mostly controllable stuff if you just catch it in time.
Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it, Lisa.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right. Gosh, Minnesota and New York, up in our cold countries. Oh, our weather has been so odd. Oh, while I'm thinking about that, let me say something. For you folks that are living in the bottom part of the United States, Florida, Louisiana, Texas, on across, Spirit has said several times lately that those areas, for some reason, are going to get hit with strange allergy stuff. And it's my understanding that because of the fires and the winds and our environmental stuff, we've had different plants show up in places that we've not had those plants before. And Texas, especially Central Texas, is one of the worst allergy. They used to call Austin the allergy capital of the world, although I think we've slid down to two or three across the world. But at any rate, we're across that bottom portion of our United States. Spirit has been telling me that our allergies are going to be different this year and perhaps harder to control, because even though we have excellent allergists, this is all new stuff. You may have allergies where you've never had them before. So be aware and start building up your immunity to what you normally would be allergic to. And hopefully if you are subject to these new insults, your doctor will only have to fight with one thing. So don't be surprised if you're a little stuffier and that sort of thing as we grow into the fall. Speaking of growing into the fall, I think of school starting as being a fall thing. Here in our Austin area, I think we've already had school actually start in some areas. I know the bands and all that stuff has started, but classrooms are going up, I think, next week sometime in and around Austin. So nationwide, whoever's listening, please slow down a little bit, let our kids be safe, and remind others to do the same. We had a pretty bad wreck up around a school not far from here a couple of years ago because the parents were still in a hurry after they dropped their kids off. So be careful out there. And kids, you know what they say, look both ways if you're listening. Another part of those changes that we're all going through these days. It's interesting what happens when we, maybe we need to take a lesson from our children. They go to classes and they do what we tell them to do, bless their little hearts, and they grow in spite of the fact that they don't like it. The Fool card is new people, new places, and new things. That's what a lot of us are experiencing these days. People like Ernie and Lisa, bless their hearts, they're going through changes. The Ten of Wands shows a person, a male probably, has a whole armload of sticks, and he's walking away from us. We see his back, and I call them sticks. They look like branches for those of you that are not familiar with the tarot cards. They're brown in the Rider-Waite deck, and they have a little bit of new growth going on them. And 10, number 9 is the completion number. 10 numerologically adds up to 1, 1 and a 0. So it's that first step again. But when we have the 10 of Wands, we've picked up opportunity, and now we're going to go someplace else. This card comes up a lot for people that are changing jobs or changing career direction. But it's a change. And we also have, in the tarot deck, the Eight of Cups shows a moon, a full moon, and a slither of the subconscious, of another moon, which represents the subconscious, and Ten Cups. And again, a figure draped in all red, and I call red a kick in the butt color. Let's go, let's get it done. Walking away from us, leaving behind a row of these, two rows of these eight cups. Cups represent emotions. But in this case, it also represents things like pride and ego and that sort of thing. Leaving behind all that to go find something else and to get something accomplished, with this red cloak. It's also a very metaphysical card, very spiritual card. When this card shows up, typically we know we're on a journey of growth, which is wonderful. He's got a staff. He's ready to go. The Devil card, major arcana card, has a black background. It's kind of gotten a bad rap. Hi, do I have a caller?
Hello.
Hi, gosh, I can barely hear you.
Hello.
That's better.
There
Who is this?
My name's Jeannie.
I'm sorry?
Jeannie.
What can we do for you tonight, Jeannie?
Well, there's just so many changes going on in my career and my personal life. I just wonder what's in the... Like, I'm wondering if I'm going back to my old career or if I'm starting a new one.
I pick up a lot of clergy around you, Jeannie. Do you have clergy people around you?
I'm spiritual.
Maybe that's what it is. Okay. I bet you've lived more than one life doing the priest and the nun and, you know, all that stuff.
Wow.
I bet you've done that. You've worn those cloaks, all kinds of forms in past lives. I know you have. Okay, in answer to your question, a lot of change going around you, wondering if you're going back to your old career or moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I have a double-edged sword answer for you, because that's what I get. It's like you're going to have to go back a little bit. You're going to use part of your old career and your old knowledge on your new path.
Yeah, I was an art teacher, and now I want to support myself staying home and doing art. Does that make sense?
There you go. That would not surprise me at all. You've got to have that old experience and, frankly, old connections.
Mm-hmm.
The people that you've maybe taught with, parents of students that you've taught, even keeping in touch with some really gifted students will be very beneficial to you.
I'm thinking of starting more like metaphysical circles, support group, a prayer circle kind of thing.
Go for it. We need more of them. Absolutely.
That's what I'm thinking of doing instead of teaching in public schools. It's a pretty big jump.
It is, but you still need that background for some reason.
Sure,
you're a teacher.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, you're a teacher by nature and by profession.
Yeah.
So you are bringing your past, so to speak, into your future.
And you see that going in that metaphysical direction is a good plan?
Absolutely.
And the art?
You've got to have both. You already do. You already have both, because when you do your work, your artwork, you open up to spirit.
Exactly.
Yeah, and spirit helps you do, put on paper, or do whatever your tool is.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'm just a little, a little afraid to start my own thing and not have that secure 9-to-5 kind of thing.
Do it gently.
Well, I've been injured and off work, so I have to make a decision about whether I'm going to go back to that world or not.
You know, I don't think you'll ever leave it completely.
I want to leave it.
I know, but if you stay in touch with the parents and you stay in touch with gifted kids.
Okay, I see. Stay in touch that way, yeah. Yeah.
And pull them into your metaphysical world if that's something that they're in agreement with.
Not really, no. But
well, there's always going to be one or two that's curious.
I don't even live in the town where I used to teach. I don't have any of those old connections anymore. But maybe it's the other teachers I know.
Maybe so.
The women who might come to these circles and know other women.
Possibly. I just see that connection still there. There's just a silver cord there.
Okay, I can understand that. I've just kind of switched communities, switched everything. Relationship, communities, friends.
Boy, talk about changes.
Yeah.
Our topic was appropriate for you tonight, wasn't it?
That's why I called.
I love it.
Maybe she's got a little preview for me of the future.
Oh, bless your heart. Did you move from a bigger town to a smaller town?
No, they're about the same size.
Are they?
Well, the job was in a different town. I'm still in the same town, but the relationship was connected to a whole other community that I'm not associating with anymore. So that's what I left. I left a big ethnic community because the relationship ended and I just didn't want to go there anymore.
Don't blame you. You just bit off a whole lot and just decided to go for it, didn't you?
Yeah, I left a whole lot, and I just don't know what's lurking in front of me.
Oh, don't call it lurking.
Okay.
No. That's why we look at the Fool card as change. The Fool card is new people, new places, and new things.
That's
and
what
we make of our change is the adventure.
Yes, I want it. Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely predicting a abundant, happy, open, friendly, dancing, smiling future. I'm working on it.
You know what they say, always reach for the moon, and even if you slip, you land among the stars.
That's
you know?
It. That's exactly right. And that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm going on a lot of faith, so I wanted you to tell me that that's going to pay off.
It'll pay off. It's going to take a little longer than you're anticipating, but it will pay off. And part of the reason is because not all of your players are in place.
Ah.
You're in place, but you've got to get the word out that you're there. You've got to get the word out that I exist, I live here now, this is my talent, this is what I do. Come talk, come visit. Where can I go to share myself and allow others to share with me? You're the one that's going to have to open the doors.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Like outreach, like marketing.
It is. But it's also getting to know this new community that you've plopped yourself down in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you like to cook, we'll find the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at the same time, see if it's a place where you can set up a booth and show your artwork.
Yeah.
This is a great time of the year to start what you're doing because...
For Christmas and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
And then the whole circle and friend and community thing that's going to develop because I'm pretty isolated right now.
Only because you've opted to be that way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I left a lot and I haven't grown the new yet. But
mm-hmm.
Do you see that kind of growing?
It's going to take a little longer, but it will.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason it's going to take longer is because you're going to take 3 steps out the door, get busy, have to come back inside and do your work, get your work to those people, and then step out again.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, that's why doing something big, like a booth at a fair or...
I just sent in an application for a craft fair today.
Yes. Just keep doing that.
Okay, okay.
You know, that will get you in front of a lot of people very quickly. And taking books, three-ring binders or something of your portfolio of things that you've done in the past, and maybe even having two or three books on your table in addition to what you're showing.
Ah, good idea.
Yeah, you always want to do that. And mm-hmm. and if you can have little prints, even if it's just of three pieces that you've done, put a
yeah,
print
Yeah, I have
box
a big old
there.
Web page, but I could print out those pictures. I just put up a web page the other day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything you can show people, maybe
some
even
marketing.
Do some, yeah, and even maybe you can do a painting while you're there at the fair. Or
right, your, right. I was thinking of doing that, or doing made to order as people walk up. I could kind of
there you go.
Have some backgrounds ready and just yeah, okay, cool. That's exciting.
It's all about having fun with your change. And having a positive attitude towards no matter what happens today. Because I think a lot of people forget, okay, I've moved, now what?
Now I what?
Yeah, now what?
They're supposed to deliver themselves to my door like pizza, right?
Right. Yeah.
So Romeo's going to walk up and go, knock, knock.
Well, sometimes. But we forget that every single moment that we're living, even if we were back in our old digs, we're changing.
Right, definitely. Love
yeah,
change.
So in our new place, we just get to pick how we want to do it. Even if we have our family with us, we still get to pick how we change. Are we going to shop at this store or that one over there?
All right.
How are we going to go find a new way to work? Let's say you're still in the same city.
Still kind of, I mean, I'm still in isolation. It almost feels like a gestation period.
Then look at it that way, because if it is gestation, when you pop out, you're going to be a great butterfly.
And you see that as kind of what's happening in terms of connecting to new community.
That's what you need to do right now.
I'm gestating.
Paint yourself a butterfly. Paint yourself a series of cocoon and...
That's my middle name, Mariposa.
See?
Yeah, I know. I just wanted you to tell me when I come out it's going to be okay.
It is. And, you know, colors are very important. Colors are extremely important. They mean something.
Right.
And years ago, I used to have people fill out a card when they came for a reading.
Mm-hmm.
Name, address, phone number. We didn't have computers back in the dark ages. Name, address,
mm-hmm.
phone number, and their favorite color.
Mm-hmm. What if it changes?
Yes. That would always tell me where they were in their life.
Oh, wow.
Colors are so descriptive. So if you're finding yourself painting in
totally.
Butterfly colors and bright colors, that's much better outlook than, of course, your darker colors. But sometimes when you paint darker colors, that's your gestation.
Mm-hmm.
You're being still. I've said for years that I thought black has gotten a bad rap.
I was just going to say the same thing, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a yin-yang kind of a flow and rest.
Mm-hmm.
Cycle, isn't it? And I've been in the rest cycle, and I'm going to come out, and it's going to be okay, huh?
July is going to be an extremely important month for you next year. July of next year. It's you've got a lot going on this year, even though you feel like right now you don't. And the closer you get to spring, the busier you're going to be.
Okay.
But for the first time in a long time in your life, I don't know where you live, but I see you living through seasons.
I live on the California coast where it's pretty mild, but we have our seasons.
We do too, and it's Central Texas, believe it or not. It can be icy tomorrow and spring tomorrow. That's our season. But you go through absolute seasons, even if it's internal.
Totally.
Yeah. So, and this is the first time in probably your adult life you've done this.
The resting.
Yeah, so you're going through seasons. July will be major for you next year. And then October of next year, you're going to be doing a lot of traveling.
Oh, goody. I love travel.
Yeah, so I can see three suitcases. So they may be related to your work and your art.
See,
they
three
may be
what?
Just for fun.
Three what?
They may be three suitcases. So to me, that means three trips.
Ah. I love travel. beautiful.
You're also going to find your styles changing a little bit, and you're going to find yourself adapting modalities that you've not used before this year.
Okay.
Part of that Mr. Fool, that's part of that new adventure.
Modalities, in terms of?
Your artwork.
Oh, in terms of artwork.
Mm-hmm. You're going to find different modalities to pick up
yeah.
and play with.
It does. Just keep flowing into more and more and different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's divinely inspired, I'm sure, the way it
you
all
know,
happened.
And I hope you said something about that on your website.
I do. Did you look? You already opened it?
No, I said I hope you did.
Oh, it does. It says, yeah. I was like, are you looking at my web?
No, I don't have a computer in front of me.
I just call
I would be way too distracted when I was trying to do this.
But
no.
Yeah, when you first were talking about the nuns and the spirituality and the, it's like that's coming through my painting, my spiritual visions and guidance. It comes through the paintings, and then they grow and grow and grow. Now I'm painting silk and pillows and clothes and
wow.
Every day it's like a new plan.
Would you mind sharing your website with the world?
Oh, my goodness. I forgot we're on the radio.
We are.
Silk-visions.com.
I'm sorry. Start over again.
Silk-visions.com. And they're
that,
like...
When you say dash, is that lower score?
No, the middle one.
Okay.
Not underline, but dash, yeah.
Visions?
Silk-visions.com.
.com.
Like prayer right. flags kind of things, and if you have sacred animals or a place you like to go, I like to paint that picture for you so you can see it and go there. Or if you have an intention of what you want, then I'll paint that. Or I have things already made.
Okay, world, go to her website and check it out.
Thank you.
Silk-visions.com.
That's it.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Just hang in there.
Thank you.
This is going to be, I'm not an astrologer, but my astrology buddies tell me that we've had some real strange astrology planet lineups. And, of course, we've had a recent lunar eclipse.
Two eclipses, yeah.
Yeah, that we couldn't see all of them here in the United States.
No.
But nonetheless, the energy is felt.
Yeah.
So all of you folks holding out there, hold on because things are going to calm down eventually. In the meantime, we need to let some of this craziness just pass through. And quite frankly, I think some of that is the reason why so many people are going through major changes right now.
Yeah,
we're looking at ourselves in a way
things.
That some of us have not had the courage to look at ourselves ever in our lifetime.
And coming out of that whole victim, you know, you were talking about that earlier, too. That's like...
The victim thing?
Yeah.
I think a lot of us are finding courage that we've never had before, even though we've been through some what we thought were very courageous times. It's different. Our planet Earth is different. The energies that we're living through are different right now.
Yeah. The new age is about to be here, I think.
It's about time.
Yeah.
They've been claiming it for 20 years. Let's get it here.
Yeah, inch by inch, person by person, heart by heart, huh?
Inch by inch, person by person, heart by heart. I like that. You need to paint that on something. Just write it on a pillow. Write it on something.
Cool.
That can be a motto.
Yeah. Well, we're each a drop in the cosmic ocean. That's the way I look at it. And all I can do is clean up my little drop. Right?
I like that. Yeah, it's true.
That's where I'm empowered. I'm not empowered to do anything about anything, but I can clean up my one little drop of energy that I am.
And keep it growing.
Keep it growing. Thank you for the wonderful, hopeful future.
You're welcome. You've got a good one. All you have to do is go embrace it.
Okay.
Just don't stay in your little cocoon. Get out and do something, girl.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
See, world? Out there we have people going through all kinds of changes. And thank you, all three of you, for sharing yours with the world because it is, you are sharing it with the world. That phone number, speaking of the world, that's any place except the United States and Canada. Worldwide, please call 877 1-888-489-6350. If you live in the United States and Canada, call 1-888-228-4494. I want to talk about the devil card for a minute. You don't think of him as change. Most people look at the devil card and go, oh, my gosh. Yeah, he's as scary as a death card for a lot of people because he stands on a cubicle-looking thing, has wings like a bat wing. He represents Capricorn, has a male and a female. The female has on her tail, so to speak, she has grapes and new growth, and the male has what looks like a tail that has flame, being set aflame by the devil. He's very piercing. He has very piercing eyes. So he's a scary-looking guy, and, of course, the two figures are chained together and chained to the cubicle that the devil stands on. The devil represents extremes, too much food, not enough, too much play, not enough, that kind of thing, any kind of extreme. It also represents individually and especially with combination of some cards, mental disturbance, a tendency towards addictions. It can be very possessive. It's a very possessive nature. And it's obsessive. It's the person who has to vacuum and clean house every morning before they get up and leave the house and straighten out the fringes on the carpet. It's that kind of obsessive behavior in an upright position. In reverse, it's all of that, but they don't know what to do, so they don't do anything, which is another form of obsession. It's change in that all of that behavior is elevational change in our spiritual growth. Even if this card comes up for somebody who's institutionalized, that person is going through change. And, just as importantly, the people who take care of them, who service them, who make sure they're fed and clothed and cleaned and meds given, those people change also because of the care they give other human beings. It's like being the victim on purpose, which some of us contract before, I believe. You have your own beliefs, I'm sure. We contract before we ever come back here, contract being a loose word, to live a certain life and have certain free wills in certain situations, and destiny stops in others. But even a card as difficult as this one operates with change as an intent. And sometimes because of our obsessions, and our habits, our addictions, we go through changes. Even if it's, I love that word, through, because we go through things. Even if we are in the worst of situations, a drug addict, with help and determination on our own part, we go through it. Alcoholism, shopaholics, workaholics, if it's got a holic on the end of it, you get the idea. And there are people who change one addiction for another. They stop drinking and they start smoking, or they stop both of those in reverse and then they start eating. They stop that and they start something else, working hard because they haven't had a job in years. So all of those are change modes, whether we realize it or not. And hopefully the change is for the better, whatever degree it is. So we have to get that word judgment out of it. Judgment is not about change. Judgment is about control. So we have to not judge other people as they're going through their change. How many times have you looked at somebody and said, what are you thinking? Why are you doing this? You have a perfectly good home over here. You have a husband or a wife that loves you. The catch is they love you. You don't love them. And you're leaving this 4,000 square foot home and going to an 8-foot apartment. What are you thinking? Well, they're probably thinking that they're tired of being lonely, even though they live in a house full of people. They can be alone by themselves. Thank you very much. So we don't know what it's like in other people's homes. We don't know what it's like in the boardroom at work. We don't know what it's like in this little cubicle. And I applaud you folks if you can work in a cubicle. That would drive me nuts. But I admire you if you can do that. We don't know what's going on in other people's lives and heads and hearts. We have to support them and allow them to carry out their commitment to themselves. And I guess that, in a nutshell, If you disagree, call in, or agree, or have something else to say, please, by all means, call in. I think when it comes to change, we have to take our own responsibilities and make it work for us, because we're responsible for who we are as an individual. And hopefully we can fit that individual into a family unit, a professional unit, a social unit, and do it with joy in our hearts. Because if we can't make our changes and be happy with ourselves, why make the change? Now, granted, some people are not going to be happy with themselves right away. And maybe that's a real tall, slippery slope. And we can't do it for that person. They have to do it for themselves. But what we can do is give them our love, our support, a smile. We all know there's gossip out there. We may not know the person who just got the divorce or who just had the baby or who just moved. We may only know their face, maybe not even their name, but that's the new person in town. All we can do is give them a support with a smile. And an offer of assistance is when you think it's appropriate, and they might respond with a positive or even a nice thank you. At least if we've offered a hand in some way, they know that we might even understand and we've been there before. So if you know folks that are going through changes, put out your hand. If they're new to your community, at least share a smile. Doesn't mean you have to move into their living room with them. Just let them know, I'm new to this neighborhood. I've had lots of people wave at me in the morning when I'm out feeding the birds. I even sprayed a lady off the other day because she was running, and I jokingly said, do you need some water? She stood, held her arms up, and I sprayed her down with water. She just kept running right on by after that. It's that kind of thing. I don't know her name. I'll probably maybe never see her again. But she'll remember that we had fun that morning. I certainly do. So help people with their changes. Embrace their changes. Help them maybe embrace their own. And for you folks out there that are having a little wobbly walk these days, don't you forget your spirit. Don't forget your belief system. And don't forget to reach back to your past and bring with you what you need for your future. Because you do have a future. It's yours. Make it great. I'm planning on it. And before Seth chases me off the air with sweet nothings in my ear, I'm going to say goodnight, and we will see you next week. Join us when, no, I always forget her last name, and I always want to say the Allie Thies. We're going to be talking about dream travel, finding your soulmate, a little bit of environment animal stuff. She's such a hoot. I do hope that you will join us then. In the meantime, all this week, thank you for having been with me tonight. Thank you for those folks who called in. Hope you will call in again and visit with me, catch me up on your lives. Don't forget to share a smile this week. With this week, make it more than one person. Good night, everybody. Thanks again.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.